welcome back. It's a good song.
Great song.
Gotta give Rob credit back there. And Brian, he's two for two. Bull-related music, because it's time for the bull session. We're welcoming in Good Bull Huntings, Derek Aggie, 06.
06.
I always want to say 09.
Why? You did that yesterday.
I know. I said 09.
You see the gray hair?
Yeah, I just want to make you a little younger than you are.
We've got a lot
to talk about today, by the way. First off, congratulations to Good Bull Hunting. Y'all have put together the first ever punting-only Heisman hype video, which is an absolute masterpiece. I was watching it during the break a minute ago. The question is, it's not whether or not Drew Cazier is going to win the Heisman. I think we already know that at this point. The question is it going to be by a historic margin? And that's really the big question.
We might see the first ever unanimous first place Heisman vote this year.
I wanted someone so bad to ask Drew Cazier which of the quarterbacks he thought set him up better to win the Ray Guy Award. You think you would answer?
Well, do you want to? What do you said, Connor McQueen? Man, how would you have felt? That would not have been good.
I do. By the way, everyone that's ever worked for Good Bull Hunting wants a shout out. So we're just going to give them a group shout out.
The word "work" is used very loosely.
Yeah, you know, I like to help you guys out.
How strong are you guys? I mean, number wise.
20-ish. 21, 22.
24 employees in the Eagle. Yeah.
Man, I was just going to say, we need to get those guys on the radio show every day.
You were here yesterday for your first media day, but that was the opening act. It was the undercard.
That was you show up to the gym and you stretch out for an hour.
It was like when you're watching WrestleMania and it's like the two new wrestlers are fighting beforehand.
Yeah.
Today was the main show for you guys. What was it like? Were you all afraid when someone walked in? Were you overjoyed? What was it? Take us through the emotional roller coaster.
It was, you know, obviously someone walks in, you start seeing the pictures. Hypnotoad was down here for that. It was a good time. Someone walks in the ballroom, and you know, we've got some great reaction about just the. You could start hearing hearts flutter across the ballroom when someone approached. And he gets on stage, and he did what, you know, the three of us sitting here talking. We know he does, right? I mean, this guy just. He's incredible to listen talk to, and it's funny that a lot of people in the media still apparently have not learned that you're not going to get by with stupid stuff. It was fun. I had a great time in a stare off with the moderator the whole time, trying to get the Good Bull Hunting team to get some questions in.
You guys did.
No,
I thought you got one in.
Lots of eye contact with the moderator.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of him acting like I wasn't sitting, you know, 6 feet in front.
Thought
of him.
Thought you got one in. I'm sorry.
Did y'all get one in one of the side rooms?
Oh, yeah, we had some great talks with Drew Cazier. He's in very high support of our Heisman campaign that's officially started. It's today, by the way. July 15th is the day one. So just
day
this is
going to
be a historic day. We'll remember this. And then good talks with Everett and Agwehi as well.
Let's talk about Everett, because I was a little surprised. He's usually kind of quiet. And instead of you know, paying it forward, this is why we're going to be so improved, this is what we're going to be doing, took a lot of ownership on how flat out bad they were last year.
Yes, they were.
I think the line was we couldn't be much worse.
That's just true. It was they could not have been much worse last year. I was surprised with him. I didn't get to hear him talk. What did you think about Cedric? What do you have to say?
Cedric's great. You know, we all know he's a really confident guy. He took a lot of questions about you know, how close was he going to, you know, leaving and going in the NFL last season compared to, you know, coming back. Obviously talked about he was getting forecasted as a left tackle, so he wanted to come back, play left tackle, stuff we already know. He took a lot of questions about that. Of course, he took a lot of questions about Manziel, which all the guys did, which it's, you know, let it go, media.
Is what it is.
Let it go. He is all. We got a great soundbite of Agwehi saying, you know, Cazier for Heisman. So this thing's in motion. This thing's got wheels.
I got to give, though.
Agwehi is going to be to Cazier's Heisman what was it? Was it Sam Montgomery, the LSU defensive end, was to Johnny Manziel's
Heisman? Give it to him, Heisman.
Everett could make the top five best dressed of the
athletes.
Easily. The suit was fresh.
We got to wait for 2 days up. I'm saying he's got to be in the final top five. It's a question of where.
What do y'all have? Let's give you a few minutes. Tell us what's going on. What do y'all have going on y'all's site if people want? Obviously, y'all have the recaps and the same, all that kind of stuff. But what can people only get at Good Bull Hunting this week?
You're going to get the side of SEC Media Days that remind you that sports are supposed to be fun, and we're going to make sure you laugh about everything that's going on here. My favorite thing, the coaches is great, the media is great, the players are great here. My favorite thing so far has been when the coaches are on the podiums and they've got that big backdrop picture next to them. And it, every time so far, there's been some kind of picture that you can get where the coach and the image look like they're interacting with each other. That's my favorite one so far is Steve Spurrier applauding a comment that Steve Spurrier gave.
Oh, man.
Now, this came from one of y'all's SB Nation guys. To me, it's the question of media days so far, because the amount of just the knowledge to know that he was going to answer it, getting Dan Mullen to talk about Luis Suarez in Liverpool was one of the funniest things I've ever. And he went into a whole deal how
that
he
was
gets
pretty good.
His mom is British. He gets up in the morning and watches soccer.
He
I thought that was
premiership
awesome.
Premiership term on us.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
You get bonus points for using the word premiership when you're talking about EPL, right? I mean, there's some bonus points there.
That raises the question, though. Are you an EPL guy?
Recently, as about 3 years ago.
It raised our friend Sam Kahn tweeted out trying to figure out what SEC schools were which premiership teams. Who do we decide A&M was? I said A&M's got a little Tottenham.
I think that's the safe bet. Yeah, you know, you're not really ever expected to do a lot, but you kind of you've got the talent. You sneak up on some people. You're exciting. You're young. You're the new guy.
Johnny Manziel was Gareth Bale.
Exactly.
This is way overseas to say, by the way. Now.
You guys talk all you want to right now.
What are you looking forward to the rest of the day? You know, what do y'all have going on? Now, y'all aren't just here. Y'all are here for Good Bull Hunting, but y'all are also helping out SB Nation National. Y'all are doing some other stuff,
too. There's four of us here for the whole group. So we're covering everything, sharing a lot of content, images. You know, obviously when those guys are doing their Q&A stuff, we're trying to do a lot of the live tweeting portion of stuff. And again, right, let's all remember that sports are supposed to be fun, and so we're trying to bring that aspect of it to the live commentary of it as well.
Well, Spurrier is definitely fun. What other coach or coaches?
Spurrier's incredible.
He's love him. Listen to him. Just unbelievable. Next couple days, who are you looking forward to? What coach or coaches you want to hear next?
I think if I said both myself and our readers weren't waiting for Les Miles to get here, I'd be shortchanging you.
Yeah, Les Miles is
how do you not
amazing.
Look forward to him being here? It's you're going to get a lot of coach speak over the next few days from the guys that are left on the table. But I think we all know that.
I wanted to hug Dan Mullen for having to follow Steve Spurrier.
That's the toughest job ever, right? I mean, Spurrier comes in and Mullen comes in, and the feeling in the room from session A1 to session 1A to 1B, was that was tough. That was very, very tough for him.
Cease, you mentioned this. Get your thoughts, Derek, but how funny was it that the SEC put – because they know how people go out. We were out at the bar last night. You see all kinds of people. All the national media is down there. Everyone's hanging out, having a good time pretty late. They don't want people sleeping in. They put Spurrier first thing, 9 a.m. You got to be over here for that. And that place was standing room only.
It's almost like they did that, and they knew what they were doing. On another part, they knew what they were doing when they put Alabama and Kentucky on the same session.
Without a doubt. And I can remember the Big 12 media days I went to that they ended it with Baylor. And that's when Baylor was bad. they had the – what was the offensive lineman that was the head coach, and he ended up going to Texas Lutheran or somewhere like that. There was nobody. We kind of like 37 people left the last day for the last session because it was Baylor and it was Guy Morris. And no, the SEC has Nick Saban. There'll be more for Nick Saban than there were maybe when it started. Just they're going to come out for him.
I got a question for you guys. Have you all talked running backs?
No.
I'm a little disappointed that, you know, you've got Coach Sumlin here, you've got all the players. I think there was only one question asked about running backs the whole time. And
yeah. Well, the thing is,
easily the most overlooked solid group of any team here.
To me, I think the reason is because everyone kind of knows. You kind of know what you got there. There's no new people in the mix. It's the same three guys. Well it's you lose Ben Molina, but you've got the Williamses and the Treys. Those Venn diagrams overlap a little bit.
And the problem of A&M having three that Sumlin looks at them equal, he's not going to play one of the guys up. So it's not like they have a Trey Mason. They have that lead bell cow of the three. Because right now, someone's not to admit it or doesn't want to have the one lead cow. And be quite honest with you, I don't know if it is Trey Carson or somebody else. But that also hurts when you don't have a guy that can make all conference.
Yep.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.